glasses from balconies. Tears take forever, tears take forever. So no more. Like waterfalls, waterfalls ahead. No moving shades. Now all I've got is the law you left me. No, I can't stop you left me. No, I can't stop you left me. No, I got time to watch tears fall. Watch tears fall.
Music for kite burning.
It's very high up, something like the kite, just in the corner of the eye, begins to shimmer
by a ray of something.
This smoke coming up from behind the image.
Light, and then it's kind of, you know, it's gonna grow into something a bit bigger.
And then this creeping
big piece of
the fabric, slowly dissolving the bottom of the image, licking up a little bit.
All spectators speechless in this.
Removing
communal
thinness from the frame,
and then it's until just licking the sky.
All that is left is the bones strung together.
Thank you.
Music for falling from the sky.
The sky is really imagine much by this one. Very little images.
Ceiling of a kitchen.
More like
a painted
a bowl in the stomach.
Sky, and then you can jump
empty
from fridge.
Iron bowl.
With no very little gravity down towards a chess painted floor.
And so heavy this ball that is sinking you down through the air.
Of jumping out. Or having stepped out into it.
music for collecting bones.
Then when all of the bones of the kite have fallen to the ground, there is this nervousness in the air.
It's just like walking around.
Some kind of tension in all the people looking.
The weather's strange, like dark, obscure
kind of pause.
And there's a connectedness in the feeling of family.
Is high.
And there's some like blue.
But you know there's some like
horizon.
Like between blue. The strands
of heavy.
And then one starts to walk around and spot these fallen bones between the rushes. Slowly picking them up, putting them in the silver bag by their side. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
This was the movie.
This was it.
Do you know what it's called?
The long movie.
The very long movie.
No. No, I don't know. Is it a quiz or...
No, it's not a quiz. Not yet.
Yeah. Do you feel like quizzing?
No, I really... I don't like quizzes.
Let's not make it.
No.
Do you know what it's called? This is just a question.
Okay. Maybe... Sally.
Yeah. Can you spell it?
C. A. H. L. I.
Wow.
You like those letters?
A lot. They were just like tickling in the most lovely way.
I was trying to spell it in a way that would give you most pleasure.
Oh, whoa. Surprising. For me, not for you. No. Wow, thank you.
You're really welcome.
Mm.
What do you think about the end of this radio show?
I think it's approaching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we've been inside it now for so long.
Yeah.
That it's maybe also going to be hard to end.
To end, yeah. Mm. Yeah. I don't know.
You seem pretty confident.
I don't know. Yeah, I think I can't. I can't imagine the future. Okay. It's like, I guess, one of my abilities.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm. I don't know. Disabilities.
Yeah. Yeah. But can you imagine one thing about the future?
Oh.
Who is it for?
A fish.
Okay.
Yeah.
on the head.
On the mouth.
The mouth?
Yeah. Or, oh.
Yeah. What is... Imagine it to be kind of a small fish.
Yeah.
Soft lips.
Can you imagine the end? Is it like, if it's coming up over a mountaintop?
Oh yeah, now it is a bit.
It'll be coming around the mountain.
She comes. It'll be coming around. She comes. Is this a song that you are singing because of me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know you like it.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. And I know you know the mountain that it's coming around.
I do, yeah. Yeah, or I don't think it exists in any of the landscapes I've seen.
Mm.
But half exists.
Mm. Oh, okay. I found maybe half of the mountain.
Ah, would be cool. No, it's a bit too round for any mountain I've actually seen. Although there is this very round mountain near where my grandparents live, called the Sugarloaf. It's kind of a daggy name for a mountain.
Is it slang for the mountain or is it like its name?
I think it's the official name.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I've not been involved with much official business.
Yeah, we don't know officially. Officiality.
No. For example, I never read a map around there.
No? Okay.
Oh, yeah, I know that's surprising for you. Yeah.
And that's really surprising, I must say. I can't imagine it, actually. But it's because I love looking at maps.
You do? Do you think you've seen a map of every place you've been to?
Yeah. I don't know where I've been.
No.
But, like, maybe, like, for example, going for a long trip by boat, then I maybe haven't looked closely on the map.